From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In the wake of turmoil in the banking system that's seen three banks fail, some in Congress argue the solution is more regulation. Republican Senator Rick Scott and Democrat Elizabeth Warren have together unveiled legislation that would add a new watchdog to oversee the Federal Reserve itself. That's just one part of the conversation happening in Washington right now about tightening regulation. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
Level with me. There must be a better way.
There is a better way. But it isn't surprising that we're at risk to another financial meltdown. I mean, look, there have been various reforms over the decades. Dodd-Frank, Wall Street Reform, Consumer Protection Act of 2010. But they have fallen short of dealing with the systemic risks that come from these bank failures.
Silicon Valley Bank was initially included in tougher regulations that followed the last financial big collapse, but it's a regional, medium-sized bank. It was just under the limit for the tougher regulation and eventually got itself out from under the tougher rules because of its size. It's a medium-sized bank.
So here's the problem. Legislatures, regulators, they respond with addressing gaps in regulation and they add more rules. Yet as Andy Haldane, when he was chief economist at the Bank of England, he said, look, you don't fight complexity with complexity. Instead, embrace simplicity. By the way, this conversation is increasingly important because regulators have now decided, let's ignore this $250,000 FDIC limit because they've insured everybody at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature.
We're going to be talking about this. Policymakers are going to be talking about this. What do you think they're going to look at?
You know, I think they're going to say, you're going to have more capital. I mean, look, there are a number of good ideas out there. But the one I would highlight is the Minneapolis plan. It was developed by the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis in 2016. The Minneapolis plan says, by the way, banks with $250 billion in assets, which, you know, good-sized bank, they have to hold common equity. Equity, not debt, but equity equal to 23.5% of their risk-weighted assets. If the Treasury decides, you know what, this institution puts the whole financial system at risk, 38%.
And I can imagine at the time there were bank lobbyists up in arms about that, bank managers worried about profitability, unless, of course, these higher reserves kept them from failing when push came to shove.
They hated the idea when it was proposed in 2016 because here's the thing. Banks would make less money. So these kinds of equity levels might even push big banks to break themselves up or just accept lower returns. To modify a famous insight by economist John Maynard Keynes, if bankers could manage to get themselves thought of as humble, competent people on a level with dentists, that would be splendid. And a large equity cushion might well accomplish that goal.
I don't know. It's my dentist. Does the word humble describe him? I'm not so sure. The humble Chris Farrell is Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.